Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rabbit T, the audio daily dose of Daf, the show where we talk a Daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're on Shabbos 112, talking about the sandal. The Gemara cites an example of a sandal worn by two different people. Rav Yehuda, the brother of Rav Salam, the devout, would alternate wearing a pair of sandals with his child. Rav Sala the Devout, Rav Sala the Chassid, what an interesting name to have. We should all be Zocha to also be Chassidus, to have devoutness and to have piety for Hashem and for His Torah, Mitzvot, and Chesed. As a side point, Abai informed Rav Yehuda that untying the knots on such sandals would make him liable to Chatas. Rav Yehuda was astounded by this ruling. He told Abai that even had Abai ruled that it is only rabbinically prohibited untying these knots, he would have been perplexed, and all the more so now that Abai ruled that it was biblically prohibited. Rabbi Yehuda then informed Abai that he would even alternate with his son wearing these sandals during the week, and this would require that he would untie the knots, and the knots would be deemed temporary. When Abai realized that Rabbi Yehuda would tie the knots daily, he told Rabbi Yehuda that he was permitted to untie the knots even from the outset. Wanted to talk the idea of sandals, talk about the idea of shoes and how Hashem created such a creation, such a wonderful invention for us to be protected, for us to have a boundary, to have an outlier against the ground. There's so many dangerous things on the ground, whether it be creatures or insects or whether it be pebbles or shards or glass or anything on the ground could easily injure us and destroy our systems. Any sharp object could bring an infection and could bring any terrible thing. But when we think about the brachos, we say the brachos malbisha rumim, we should think about all the things Hashem gives us to clothe us, especially shoes. Shoes are a wonderful invention. Many times throughout history, they would make different types of shoes, but not nearly to the extent of protection, not nearly to the extent of wonderful surrounding that we have nowadays. And we have so many different types of shoes, whether it be Crocs or slippers or water shoes or dress shoes or slippers or different types of sneakers or the like, and all these heels and whatnot. I don't even know those types of shoes, but in general, there's so many different types of shoes, and they're so comfortable, and they're so protective for us that they surround us. We should realize and we should thank Hashem for every little thing He gives us, especially our shoes, which we very much take for granted. There's an organization that donates shoes to people around the world that don't even have shoes, and even clothing donations. Don't forget those shoes and those socks, especially in the winter months when it's frigid cold and people's feet can get so worn by the weather and so cold by the weather. Those shoes are protective for our feet, like for our feet and our toes, just as the Torah protects us, so too our shoes protect us, all brought to us by Hashem. Never forget the little things that Hashem gives us, especially our shoes. Join us next time as we talk Shabbos 113 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.